Wayne Bennett, obviously a tragedy that occurred this morning with the passing of Paul Green. You had so much to do with this bloke as a coach. You coached against him when he was playing. He was rugby league, wasn't he? And he epitomised what Queensland was about.
Yeah, he was. He was born into rugby league, I think. And, you know, he played it, he coached it, he loved it. And he was a great ambassador for our game. And I don't ever remember him getting into trouble for behaviour or on-field stuff. You know, he was pretty, very, and got a lot of friends in the game, a huge amount of friends. That's, I can't just think before about the amount of people would be affected by what's happened today, you know. It'd be huge.
Wayne, you brought him to the club in 2004 as a player, and he was part of your coaching staff in 06 when you won that Broncos premiership. Did you know at that moment, even though that he went on and obviously coached in trust and then went to the Roosters before he got the Cowboys, that he was going to have the success that he did as a coach?
Oh, you don't know how much success they're going to have, but I knew he could coach. I definitely knew that. He was smart, you know, but he had to be. He wasn't a big guy, and he played so many NRL games and, you know, more than held his own, played Origin and some really good teams at Cronulla, and he was an instrumental part of all that, you know, but he had to use his brains as well as his body, and that's what set him aside a lot from a lot of players that I've coached, and I just knew he was going to be, I was confident he was going to be a good coach. I didn't know at what level that was going to all kind of pan out, but the under-21s were just starting in as well, and you know, he was keen to do the under-20s, but I just didn't want him to do the under-20s. I didn't think he'd get the development that he needed. He wouldn't, and I told him to go and get a state league team and cut his teeth there, and he did that. To his credit, he did that. And he won 2 premierships with him, Manly. And that was the making of him. Because, you know, when you're coaching, has got many complexities, but one of the the simplest ones of it is the fact that you've got to have run your own team for a period of time before I really believe you can be a head coach in the NRL, or a successful one anyway.
Wayne,
and he did that. He did that winning.
Sorry, Wayne. There was talk that he was going to come back in 2023 to come back to coaching. What sort of hole does this leave behind now?
Oh, well, he made a great contribution. So I don't know how you measure that, but he certainly, he had a lot of coaching in front of him, and I'd offered him a position at the Dolphins in the last 3 weeks, probably 3 weeks ago now, and we were in negotiations at the time as to about whether he was, I think he was keen to come, but we were just trying to work out a contract for him. And
it was very close, Wayne, talking to you away from this. You were very confident, and I know that he was very and looking forward to going back to being an assistant with you because you guys had worked together. It was almost like, in some ways, that he felt that, you know, maybe going back there and working with you again would give him just what he needed to get back in and be coaching a first-grade side on his own again.
Yeah, well, I was watching him from the far, you know, and I certainly was close to him last year in the Origin. I kept in contact with him there when he got the job, and he'd taken it off me, and I knew there was a real challenge in front of him there, and you know, I spoke to him a number of occasions, and yeah, I didn't want to see him out of coaching. I just think he had too much to offer, and if I could help him back into coaching by coming to the Dolphins, would have made us a pretty formidable coaching team there with him there. I saw it as a way back into the NRL for him if he wanted to do that. I'm not sure if he was busting his butt to get back there, because it's a pretty cruel place at times, and you know, a lot of disappointment, and the Origin series would have hurt him enormously because there's so much expectation there. I don't think there's ever been a Queensland coach that's not felt that expectation. I know he would have. And yeah, so I saw it as a way for him to come and spend a couple of years with us and back in as a head coach somewhere.
Wayne, when you think back on that 2015 grand final, and you're obviously on the losing side of it, but what a moment it was for rugby league, not just in Queensland, but for the city of Townsville, and Paul was right at the forefront of it.
Yeah, he was. Well, I can't say I was pleased for him at the time, but I am pleased for him today.
Yeah.
And I mean that. I genuinely mean that. He did a great job up there. And then, again, he left there and a situation I'm sure he wished he hadn't left, and that none of us enjoy that part of it, but it goes with the job when you've got to go with the blows, and he handled that pretty good, and he One thing about Paul was he was very confidential. If you know, he wasn't one that needed media. He wasn't one that needed headlines, and you could always trust him that way to keep his mouth shut and just get on with his life.
How will he be remembered, Wayne? He was an unbelievable player. I mean, to represent your state and represent your country and play in excess of 160 NRL games and then to be crossover and coach a premiership, he's of the rare ilk. I think there's only, to be honest with you, there's not many players that have done that.
No, there's not. It's a small club, believe me. And, you know, I think his greatest achievements was the fact that he wasn't a big guy either, so physically he couldn't intimidate anybody or run over anybody. But the thing that made him so good, I think, was he was very astute, very clever, very smart. And, you know, maybe it was a thing that played with his, you know, emotions a little bit, was he was a perfectionist. There was no doubt that Paul was a perfectionist, and he wanted things, you know, had to be absolutely done properly. And that's nothing wrong with that, nothing at all. But it's just that was Paul's makeup. And, he was a great team person. I just, you know, he loved the fun, the banter and all that. But when it come to the training and the playing and that, he was absolutely switched on.
Yeah, appreciate your time, Wayne. I know it's a difficult time for you, especially as you were in negotiations to have him as one of your assistants. That's how highly you held him. And no doubt that the Dolphins would be hurting as well today because that deal.
I think it's a tough day for rugby league, to be honest with you, Ben. I just, you know, Paul Green, he was such a big part of the game and has been for well over, you know, 2-3 decades. And he influenced and had an impact on so many people, the number of clubs he was at. So I think rugby league today will all be a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, heartbroken.
A little heartbroken today. There's no doubt about that.
Thanks, Wayne.
He's a decent person. That's the greatest part. He was a decent man, you know. You won't get many people bagging Paul Green.
You're dead right. Appreciate your time, Wayne.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, mate. Bye.